Norm wrote in and asked the question, how do you effectively qualify a prospect as to, let me read this again, how do you effectively qualify a prospect as to if they are possibly interested in becoming a customer or in starting a business without driving them away from both options? And again, this is the inviting formula. I tell you, guys, you got to know the formula, all right? And I can always tell when the questions come in that, and this is a very good question, and I'm not talking, you know, in no way. Norm, you obviously know that you've got to actually qualify the person, okay? And so what I'm saying is that perfect your understanding of each step of that inviting formula. As I've been putting together the Master Inviter Program, which is where I basically am putting together a whole group of drills, and it'll have to be a live event over several days to where I just go over and over and over again. I've been out enough because of all of my traveling and working with people that that this is what has to be done, is the inviting formula has to be known backwards and forwards. In other words, the order and sequence that they go, and then each step has to be known verbatim as to what its purpose is before we can ever go, because I'm already finding it that that people will listen to a professional inviter, but they're not mastering that skill. And this is such a cool profession, all right? It is such a great humanitarian thing that we do. There's not a better profession. And it's not just in network marketing that this is highly effective for you. It's highly effective in anything that you do. There's not a time in your life that you do not use the inviting formula in your communications. If you use the inviting formula with your wife, you'll knock her off the chair. All right? If you ask her, you know, what do you need and want? Right? She's going to look at you like, huh? Okay? Wives, do it with your husband. What can I do for you tonight? You know, what would you like? Right? If you use the inviting formula, it just highly works. And so whenever I'm prospecting, let's suppose that I'm in this social event, and I'm coming back to your question now, Norm, and let's say that I'm just in a normal social event, and I'm talking to people, and in the qualifying step, something comes up in relationship to a product that I sell. So let's suppose that the person says, you know, that you know, we're talking about golf, let's say, and then that person says, you know, well, I'm just not able to play golf like I used to because I've got, you know, back problems, or I've got my hands are stiff because of arthritis or something like that. And I sell a nutritional product. And I say, well, have you had it looked at? Are you taking any medications or supplementation or anything? Right? In other words, that's qualifying. Right? That's the way that I open that up. And so that's not a business discussion. And so I would have qualified that person, and I know that there are some particular ingredients that they need to know about. And so I will say, well, you know, hey, here's not the time, but let me get your card, and I want to send you an article that is written about chondroitin or whatever the nutrient is. I wouldn't necessarily go straight to that particular product. I would send them on that nutrient and say, I know a product that has this in it that may be able to help you. Okay, so I'm solving that person's problem. I've not driven him away from any of it because I've qualified him correctly. Right? Now, if we're talking about golf and the same discussion comes up, but instead he says, I'm never able to get to golf anymore because I don't have time. All right, well, now we got a whole other avenue. Now it's not about chondroitin or anything. It's about something else. It's about business. It's about making money and getting time. And so I would head that direction instead. Well, what would you do with more time? Would you play golf all the time? How much time do you have to spend, right? So I would ask questions around that, and then I would invite them to look at a video. All right, so that's Norm's question. I hope I answered it for you, Norm.